Once upon a time, in a meadow near the city lived a cow named Ralph. Ralph wanted his dad to buy him a bicycle. But Ralph, his dad said, cows don't ride bikes. Not yet they don't, Ralph replied. Ralph asked and asked and asked his dad for a bike, but his dad said no and no and no. Finally he said, okay, Ralph, okay, I'll buy you a bike. When pigs fly. So goes the story written by Valerie Kuhlman about a cow named Ralph whose dream was to have a bike. Ralph wants a bike more than anything, only his father says no, which, in Ralph's world, is the equivalent of not in this lifetime. I'll buy you a bike when pigs fly, says Ralph's father. The flying pig, that icon of impossibility. When pigs fly is our way of joking that a thing could never be. When pigs fly is a time that will never come because, hey, pigs will never fly. We all know that pigs can't fly, but what if they could? And who gets to say, anyway? It was a few years ago that I called my sister to lend my support. She had just been laid off from a job that she loved. She was living in Houston, and the impact of the Enron scandal, the airline industry layoffs, and an overall bad economy was very real for her. She had initially wound up in Houston with her husband and their two children because she had gotten an incredible position working for one of Houston's television stations. Houston was a land of opportunity, and almost overnight that seemed to change for a lot of people. Now Houston, Texas was looking to her like a bad idea. My sister is smart, she's strong, willful, and very independent. However, on this day, I found her to be uncharacteristically resigned and discouraged. She felt hopeless that she would find a job that she could get excited about, and she felt her career was going down the drain. She didn't want help, she didn't even want to talk. You know what it's like to have someone or some set of circumstances tell you no and no and no, right? And you know what it's like to want a bike, a job, a chance. And life keeps telling you, you'll get that bike, that job, that chance, when pigs fly. My sister knew that it would be impossible to find a job. There were no jobs in Houston. She knew that she would have to settle for a job that she hated and that she was overqualified for. She knew it was going to take a long time to get even that, and she knew that pigs couldn't fly. Cows don't ride bikes, and pigs don't fly. That's what Ralph's dad kept saying to Ralph. And every time my sister picked up a newspaper or turned on the news, it's just impossible, is what Houston kept saying to her. But Ralph said, we'll soon see about that. Where there's a will, there's a way. And that's what I said to my sister. We had a conversation that morning. We talked about how can I, rather than if only I could. See, she'd been planning on applying for a job that she was way overqualified for, so I made a deal with her that if she did that, then she'd also have to apply for a position that she felt was way out of her league, a position she could not even imagine that she could get. By the middle of the day, she had secured an interview for her new dream job. By the end of the day, she had gotten that job. It was a Sunday. It was Houston. Imagine. As a courageous little cow, Ralph was not about to let old conventional beliefs and assumptions about what was possible get in the way of his getting a bicycle. Instead, Ralph decided to learn to fly a helicopter so he could give some pigs a ride. And then, when his father sees the pigs flying, he concedes and buys Ralph his bike. And, like a woman on a mission, my sister chose to focus on how she could make it happen. She found an opening for a job that she never thought she could get. She faxed her resume over on a Sunday. And when she called to make sure that it was received, the president of the company happened to pick up the phone. He was working that day, too. He was very impressed with her, interviewed her, and hired her that day. Against all odds, Ralph succeeds. Against all odds, so did my sister. Ralph gets his bike, and my sister got her job by choosing to focus on what's possible. And at the end of his story, Ralph does get his bike. At the end of his story, Ralph wins. And you? You've got a story to tell, too. Is the story you tell full of possibility, or is it full of, if only I could? Now, I'll grant you, the story of, if only I could, or that's not possible, it's an easy story to tell, and there will never be a shortage of people that will listen to that story, the story of no possibility. But to make up a new story where a cow can ride a bike, or a pig can fly, or the mother of two can get a great job in a bad economy on a Sunday, that takes some imagination. A story where pigs can fly takes courage to tell, and perhaps making up an it could happen story may require you to get creative and think outside the box like Ralph, but then maybe, just maybe, life like Ralph's dad would have to concede and give you your bike. Today, risk something. Go against convention because what you want isn't conventional anyway. Today, threaten the status quo and ruffle a few feathers. This is your life today. Stop wallowing and start fighting for what you want. Today, tell the story of what could be, the story of what is possible for you and for your life. Muster up the courage to tell that story and find some people who listen to that. A story where pigs can fly, where you get the job, where your dreams do come true. Hey, you get to say, it's your story. So make up a tale with a twist, a tale about a pig that can fly. Write it, tell it, sell it, share it. I will. And the pigs in my story are committed. The pigs in my story can fly. In my story, the pigs fly. And so do I.